sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Madeline DeLapp for community comment. These sure are strange times. Certainly nothing I imagined having to live through. On my last comment 1 month ago, I spoke of the importance of sheltering in place, and I am here again 1 month later, having sheltered in place for nearly 6 weeks. In this time, I've been an avid newsreader, house cleaner, amateur landscape architect, and Zoom technology user. I am fortunate in that I can work from home in an industry considered essential. Yet it brings me considerable unease watching unemployment rates skyrocket to levels unseen since the Great Depression. The global economy is hemorrhaging, and nationally, emergency small business funding has already been depleted. The Paycheck Protection Program needs additional funding. Locally, very few businesses were able to access the first round of funding. The divisiveness of partisan politics continues to separate us, when what we must remember is that we are all human and we are all susceptible to the same contagion. The disease does not respect party lines. We desperately need to get our economy jump-started, but we have to do it in ways that are safe and responsible and guided by science. We have to listen to the experts in epidemiology and infectious diseases. I, too, want to get back to normal life. But we cannot do that until there are sufficient testing and the ability to contact trace the infection pathway of the virus. Every time I leave my house to go to the grocery store, it brings forth anxiety and feels like a big outing. Instead of the typical small town feel with smiles, eye contact, and pleasantries, now folks keep their head down and we're looking at each other with a bit of suspicion. And yet at the same time, when walking my neighborhood, I see signs reminding us that we can get through this by working together. My favorite are the chalk-adorned sidewalks. I am reminded of all the children who are home from school and the parents who are doing their best to homeschool. To build community, folks are placing teddy bears in their windows for children of all ages to spot on bear hunting outings. And hearing the sound of my neighbors and dogs howling at night reminds me that Humboldt County's remote isolation and wildness is a boon in times like this. I want to commend our supervisors, Office of Emergency Services, Sheriff, and Department of Public Health for leading Humboldt County in ways that are slowing the spread of this virus. And I want to thank all of the community who are taking the pandemic seriously, wearing their face masks when in public, and patiently waiting for the new normal of our society. In a way, I think I'm grieving for what was lost, because I don't think that we're going to be able to go back to that again. But I do believe that it is with courage and cooperation that we're going to get through this together. Stay safe, Humboldt. This has been Madeline DeLapp for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.